Thank you for being here. Whether you've been with the Chaplain Resource Network from the beginning or you're joining us for the first time as a Federation partner, this update is for you, and we're glad you're listening. Here's where we stand. The Chaplain Resource Network exists to equip chaplains and connect people to the care they need. Not to diagnose, not to counsel, to resource, to refer, and to strengthen the people already doing that work in hospitals, correctional facilities, disaster sites, and communities across the country. People serving individuals from every background and every faith tradition. This moment matters because the need is real and the infrastructure to meet it is actively being built. We have progress to share, work still in motion, and a clear direction forward. That's what this conversation is about. No more, no less. So, let's talk about what has actually reached the field, because accountability matters, and our partners deserve specifics. The most concrete thing we can point to right now is the knowledge and research effort, specifically, the development and distribution of research synthesis briefs. These are not academic papers sitting on a shelf. They are working documents, built to be used by chaplains in the moment, in a hospital corridor, before a difficult conversation, during a debrief after a mass casualty event. What chaplains have told us, consistently across settings, is that they often carry the weight of knowing they should refer someone to a mental health professional, a social worker, a specialist in trauma or addiction or grief, but they don't always have the language or the framework to make that handoff well. The research briefs address that gap directly. They equip the chaplain to recognize, to refer, and to support, without overstepping into diagnosis or clinical counsel. That refer-not-treat distinction is not a liability disclaimer. It is the model. CRN's value to the field is in strengthening the connector, the chaplain who walks alongside people of every faith background, every tradition, every belief system, and makes sure those individuals get to the right care. That's what we're resourcing. That's what has been put in people's hands. We've seen Federation partners integrate these materials into their own chaplain training and orientation processes. We've heard from supervisors in correctional and healthcare settings that the framing in these briefs has changed how their teams talk about scope of care, more clearly, more confidently. Those are qualitative signals, and we take them seriously. We're also seeing reach across a genuinely diverse range of communities and settings. Chaplains serving Buddhist meditation centers and Catholic hospitals, Muslim chaplains in federal facilities, interfaith teams in disaster response. The materials are designed to work across all of those contexts, and the feedback we're getting confirms they are. None of this is finished work, but it is real, delivered, and already in motion in the field. That's the baseline we're building from. So what is actually under construction right now? Let me be direct about that, because donors and partners deserve to know exactly where their investment is going. The core of what we are building is a research synthesis infrastructure, a growing, organized library of briefs that chaplains and Federation partners can actually use. Not a database that sits behind a login screen, a working system, searchable, field-tested, and designed to grow as the research grows and as the needs of the field evolve. Right now, the Research Briefs Notebook, our central knowledge and research repository, is the backbone of that effort. Each brief synthesizes existing, credible research into a format that is immediately legible to a chaplain who has 5 minutes before a difficult encounter. The goal is not to turn chaplains into researchers. The goal is to put the best available knowledge at the point of care, in the right form, at the right time. We are expanding that library deliberately. Each edition is scoped, reviewed, and field-aligned before it is released. That takes time, and we think that is the right call. Speed without quality in this space means chaplains get tools they cannot trust. We would rather build fewer things well than flood the field with materials that haven't been tested against the real complexity of the work. We are also building toward better integration with Federation partners. The vision is that these tools don't just reach individual chaplains. They get woven into the training systems, orientation processes, and ongoing professional development that partner organizations already run. That is how research synthesis becomes field standard practice rather than optional reading. And yes, there is work still in progress. We are honest about that. The infrastructure is not complete. the library is not yet as deep as it needs to be across every setting and population we serve. Building the feedback loops that allow field chaplains to tell us what is working and what is missing. That is active, ongoing work, not a finished system.
What we can say with confidence is this: every piece of this is intentional. Every brief, every system decision, every partnership conversation is tracked against a clear question. Does this make chaplains more effective at equipping people and connecting them to the care they need? That is the standard we are building to, and we are not done, but we are building in the right direction.
None of what you just heard happens without you. Not the research briefs reaching a chaplain before a difficult conversation. Not the Federation partners weaving these tools into their training systems. Not the infrastructure being built to make all of it more durable and more useful over time. Your investment, your sustained partnership, is what makes it possible to do this work carefully and at scale.
What continued partnership makes possible is straightforward.
More briefs, better tested, reaching more chaplains across more settings. It means building the feedback loops that let the field tell us what's missing. It means the research synthesis library grows into something that becomes a standard part of how chaplains across faith traditions and institutional settings prepare for the hardest moments of their work. That is not a distant ambition. That is the next phase of what is already underway.
So here is what we are asking. Stay engaged. Share this work with the partners in your network who haven't yet heard about it.
Keep the conversation going with your teams about what chaplains in the field actually need. And know that every dollar and every relationship you bring to this work is being put to deliberate use, tracked against a clear standard, and pointed in one direction, getting the right support to people who need it, through the people already positioned to reach them. That is the mission. We are building it, and we are grateful to be building it with you.